You know, the Barron County Sheriff says he believes that Jamie Kloss was home when her parents were fatally shot. I don't think that's a real shocker to anyone, but what is the value of that information as part of the investigation?
Well, why it's important that whether Jamie was home or not is that whatever happened to her may have something to do with her. For example, what was going on in her life at the time this occurred? Because let's face it, to have your parents shotgunned to death, there's got to be some real motive here. Excluding that this is random, which statistically is going to be really low in this case, what is it in Jamie's life or her parents individually in their lives that involves drugs, finances, people that have threatened them in the past, bad relationships with neighbors or somebody else? The FBI and the local sheriff's office are going to look at all of those things because there has to be a reason why she's not there. The presumption is, at least when the bad guys left, that she was alive. What is that all about? Was this really focused on her, or did they just take her for some other reason? Because all of that becomes important once you start putting the pieces together.
So with all those options, why is it that the FBI office in Milwaukee is saying they believe Jamie was taken by an unknown person? Is that because they want us to think, hey, she's out there, she didn't run away, look for her, for that person? Because it seems like there are a lot of scenarios playing out, but they seem to kind of be honing in on this unknown person with a gun.
Yes, so they obviously know more than you and I do. And so is there something to believe or support that she is not part of this? That she was taken for whatever reason, or maybe she was even the focus as to why she was taken, we'll have to see, as a victim. But yes, you want to keep in the public's eye as much empathy as possible toward the person who's missing, particularly because of her age. People are inclined, even who would maybe not necessarily call the police, would call the police on something like this. So that's a very important thing to get out to the public, that we really need you to find this girl, because she could be, you know, there could be a real safety issue.
So why no reward at this point, at least none that I'm aware of?
Well, you know, rewards are driven by two things. Either somebody coming forward, or probably in this case, the FBI coughing up some money as a reward. My sense would be that they don't think that is to their benefit at this point. So that also suggests to me that they may have some leads they're working on.
Sure.
So they're keeping as close to the vest as I would if I were them, till you play out the leads you have. When those don't work, then you come back to the public, give them some update, and say, help us find the following, whatever that might be.
Yeah, that's my next question. They want to keep the information close. We saw that in Molly Tibbetts and the Delphi murders. But on the other hand, they want to keep this story front and center, right? They want to keep the reporters there. So to try to jog people's memories or whatever, it seems like it's kind of a delicate balance because they want to keep it front and center, but they're not giving us a ton of information.
Right. So here's the game you have to play. You have to talk to the media and should talk to the media regularly. In this case, I would talk to them once a day. And if you have tidbits you can give them that won't compromise what you're doing, then do that. But you don't want to really show your hand publicly as to exactly what you're doing or what direction you're going until you run up those paths. If you run up them and they're dead ends, then it's fine to talk about them. But you don't want to disrupt what a bad guy might be doing. Let's say they have a name and maybe have a cell phone number and they're tracking those. They don't want that to be disrupted. Obviously, if the person hears, hey, the feds have a cell phone number, he might dump the phone. It's those kind of things. You want people to stay into the routine that they were in prior to any public statement being made. So that's one of the motivations.
Sure. In these nationwide searches, whether it be an abduction or a murder, is the conclusion typically close to the crime scene? I mean, I know there's always the possibility this far out that Jamie could be in Canada or Mexico or, you know, in the hopefully not the situation where her body is found in Florida or California. Is that typical or is it likely centralized in that area?
Well, my sense would be that it's tied to that area somewhere, some way. Now, the person that took her, you know, is he close by? Well, he could be. Could be. I mean, look at the Abby Hernandez case, where she was abducted in a small town in New Hampshire and was held a few miles away from where she was abducted for 9 months. So I don't know that you can immediately presume that she is, you know, hundreds of miles away. She well could be. All I'm suggesting is you have to look at all the options, and hopefully the evidence will guide them toward a particular jurisdiction.